We're doing the Navi Yechezkel. We're up to the first chapter, the 20th Pasuk. We had learned about the angel called Chayot, with all the multiple faces it has, and the wings. And then we had learned about the angel called Ofanim, seemingly wheels in every direction. And the angel Ofanim are connected to the Chayot, so that whenever the Chayot angels go up, the Ofanim angels go up. Obviously, none of this can be taken literally. It does not seem that angels appear in physical space, but whatever it means, to go up, to go down, let's move forward. We're on Pasuk Chaf. Al asher yiyesham haruach lalechet yelechu. Wherever the Spirit says go, they go. So ruach could mean spirit, ruach could mean wind. But over here it seems it means wherever the will of Hashem wants them to go, they go. Shamaruach lalechet ve'aofanim. So, being that they share the same spirit, the same will, so where whichever direction the one goes, the other goes. Because even though they're two angels, they're two angels that share the same will. Va'ofanim yinaseu le'umatam kiruach ha'chaya ba'ofanim. So this angel called Ofan, called wheel, goes in the same direction as the angel called Chaya, because the spirit or the will of the Chaya angel is in the Ofanim angel. Bilechtam yelechu uv'omdam ya'amodu. Whenever the angel Chaya goes, so the angel Ofan goes. Wherever the angel Chaya stands, the angel Ofan stands. Uv'hinase'am me'al ha'aretz. And when the angel Chaya lifts off the ground, yinaseu ha'ofanim le'umatam. So the angel Ofanim correspondingly also lifts off. Ki ruach ha'chaya ba'ofanim. Because we said the will of the Chaya is in the Ofanim. Now, one of the things we learn from these angels is to have shared will. Very often in the service of Hashem, there's competition. Service of Hashem can be breeding ground for machloket. And one of the lessons we learn from the angels is this idea that if we're all in it to serve Hashem, then we should have shared will. Yes? Great question, not for the middle of Yechezkel. Udmot al rashei ha'chaya rakiyam. And there was dmut, which would seem to be the figure of a heaven called rakiya on the heads of the chaya, ke'ein hakerach hanora, like the great ice or snow. So the heads of the Chaya have on top of them something that's like a tremendous ice, like a tremendous heaven. Natuy al rasheihem milmala, it's spread over their heads on top. V'tachat harakia kanfeihem yesharot isha el achota, and under this canopy, so to speak, on top of their heads, they have this ice going across their heads, and under that, their wings correspond to one another. Le'ish shetayim mechasot lahena. Each one would have two wings covering in each direction. Ul'ish shetayim mechasot lahena et gviyotehem. So each one would cover the body of the next one, right? If they're each extending their wings, so that way they could cover the bodies of one another. Vaishma et kol kanfeihem. I heard the sound of their wings. Kikol mayim rabim kikol shaddai bilechtam. Their wings made a noise like a tremendous deluge, like a tremendous flood of water as they moved. Kol hamula kikol machane. You heard a tremendous tadadam, as though there was a tremendous camp moving. and the sound is really the sound of them praising Hashem, praising and thanking as they move. And when they stop singing the praise, so their wings would stop moving. So whenever they'd sing praise, their wings would flap as they were singing praise, and they'd make this tremendous noise. There was a sound that was above Larakia Asher al Rosham, that was above that ice that was above their heads. What was that sound? That's the sound of Hashem speaking to the prophets. That is above the angels, Hashem's speech to the prophets. Be'omdam terapena kanfehen. So when the angels would stop saying their praise, so their wings would also cease. Why the Navi reiterates that, I don't know. Okay, we're almost finished with this chapter, for whatever amount we understood of it. Umimal larakia asher al rosham, and above that heaven, that ice that's on their heads, kemareven sapir demut kisei, above their heads, it was as though sapphire stone, the figure of a throne. The al demut kisei, and on that throne, demut kemarei adam alav milmala, and on top of that throne, I saw what seemed to be a man sitting on the throne. And that's an allusion to Hashem. So he's describing in his prophetic vision how he's seeing the angels, and he's building up to, on top of these angels is a throne, and on that throne I see a figure that looks like a man. Okay. Va'ere ke'in chashmal. Now, he doesn't say, I saw a man. Did you notice that? He says, I saw a figure of a chair, and on that I saw a figure of a man. A figure that looked like a man. He doesn't say, I saw a man. He says, I saw a figure that looked like a man. Because really Hashem doesn't have a figure. But it's giving us some kind of picture of whatever he saw in his prophetic vision. This, by the way, is Maaseh Merkava. This is, you ask me, what's Maaseh Merkava? This is Maaseh Merkava. Ezekiel is describing this chariot, this circumstance of angels on top of which is Hashem's throne. So that's called Merkava, like the chariot that's carrying Hashem's throne. We have wheels, we have angels. The wheels themselves are angels. And on top of that, you have a throne. So that's what we call a Merkava, a chariot. So the heavenly chariot, what's the heavenly chariot? You just learned it. Ah, we don't understand what we just learned. Right, that's the secrets of Torah. We said parts of the secret of Torah is this chapter of Ezekiel. Maaseh Merkava. Yes?
There's one thing I don't understand. There's many things I don't understand. That when we began to read them, you said it was the simple level of all the prophets. But it's the most difficult to understand. How does that go together?
The other prophets didn't bother describing all of this. This was a given to them. Hezkel was so impressed by it, he described it. So the other prophets all saw this. I didn't say the other prophets all saw it. Yeshayahu saw this. Only he described it in two words because he wasn't so unaccustomed to it.
What were those two words?
Look at his Yeshayahu, the sixth chapter.
The eighth.
Huh? The Eire. I didn't hear.
So the best thing would be like
Yohannes
not to describe it?
Right. The Eire Ke'in Chashmal. Rashi says, this is a pasuk you have no right to look at. Rashi says, this is a pasuk you don't have a right. So Rashi says, I'm not going to explain this one to you. Okay? What? It's the 27th pasuk of the book. Va'ere ke'in chashmal.
What is the definition of chashmal in older Hebrew?
So we saw earlier that Rashi defined chashmal Didn't we see a definition earlier on Chashmal in Rashi? Here we go. Didn't Rashi say it's a type of angel called Chashmal? Where is it? So that's what Rashi said, that there's an angel called Chashmal, and I think that's what the Rambam also writes. I'm not finding it right now, but here, Pasuk Dalid. So Rashi says, Chashmal malach sheshmo kach. Rashi says, Chashmal is the name of an angel called Chashmal. Va'ere ke'in chashmal. So I saw something that's like chashmal, like this angel that appeared within a fire called chashmal. So I'm looking at that figure on a throne, which you have to wonder, why was he allowed to look? If that's representative of Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't look when Hashem appeared to him. So why is Ezekiel looking? So I guess this is a different type of prophecy where he was supposed to see all this. And from within it seemed like there was a fire. From waist up it all seemed fire. And from the waist down, I saw fire, but this was a fire that had a halo around it. The fire from the waist up was a fire that was like the angel Chashmal. The fire from the waist down was a fire with a halo around it. Kimar'ei ha-keshet asher yiyeh ve'anan ve'yom ha-geshem ken mar'ei ha-noga saviv. Just like a rainbow you see in the clouds after rain, that's what the halo around from the waist down looked like. Ho mar'ei demut kevod Adonai. This was representative of a vision to see a figure of the honor of Hashem. So I saw this, and I fell on my face. And then I heard a voice say, Vayomer Elai, and the voice said to me, Ben Adam amod al raglecha va'adaber otach. Son of man, stand up, because I'm going to tell you something now. And this is the beginning of the prophecy. So Ezekiel is describing his first prophetic vision, where he sees this heavenly chariot, and being that he's allowed to come up to see among angels, Hashem reminds him, you're son of man. Don't get confused. Ben Adam. Ezekiel is called son of man. So here Rashi is going with an interpretation that's different than what we said earlier. Here Rashi is describing that because Yechezkel was so great, he had to be reminded that he was Ben Adam. So he keeps reminding him, you're son of man. And we'll see throughout Ezekiel, he is the prophet that's called Ben Adam.